The problem with individuals is this. They wake up, they have zero plan. So what that creates is a billion different options. What am I going to do today? Or what am I going to listen to today? What am I going to eat today? How much water am I going to... They don't know anything. They just literally wake up and they go into their day and they just kind of make a decision based upon what's in front of them, and they make the decision that's probably the most comfortable decision.
Real business owner. Whatever your situation is currently is not your forever situation.
That's really what real business owners is, man. Like, we don't care where you come from. Yeah. Where are you going?
Our goal and our job is to reduce the mistakes that you have to make or the money that you have to lose.
You want to be an entrepreneur, you want to be successful, don't give up.
You learn, adjust, and continue to move forward.
Welcome back to the Real Business Owners Podcast with myself, Trevor Cowley. Guys, me and Kel decided to divide and conquer. He's going to be doing a solo. It'll either drop within the next week or two of this, but we have a few podcasts to get in the pipe. So I said, let's split up and do solos. Guys, today I wanted to talk about something that basically I live my life by, right? I'll just share some of my beliefs in terms of how I live my life, why I live my life that way, and why it's designed the way that it's designed in order for me to get the result that I'm trying to get in whatever the area is in my life that I'm designing, right? And so I did the episode in regards to, what was it? It was talking about you say these things that are important to you, your family or your fitness or your, but yet your actions show otherwise, right? And so really what it comes down to, guys, is limiting your options. The problem with individuals is this. They wake up, they have zero plan. So what that creates is a billion different options. What am I going to do today? Or what am I going to listen to today? What am I going to eat today? How much water am I going to... They don't know anything. They just literally wake up and they go into their day and they just kind of make a decision based upon what's in front of them, and they make the decision that's probably the most comfortable decision out of the two decisions that they have in front of them over and over and over. Hence, their life is the way that it is, right? You're choosing the easy decision more often than not. That's why you have a difficult life. If you choose the hard decision more often than not, you'll have a lot more easy of a life. In other words, it's not going to be easy. It'll be easier in some aspects, right? And so you really decide where your pain and struggle kicks in, whether that's the world beating you down and determining how your life ends up, or whether you put yourself through a designed pain and struggle to create an individual that has the ability to design or build a life that you say that you want. And so what I do is I minimize my options. I minimize my options. How do you minimize options, you say? By actually having a plan, creating routines, having habits, things that you do every single day, no matter what. Like, if you care about yourself, why aren't you taking care of yourself? Why aren't you investing into yourself? Like, to me, it makes zero sense. The moment, again, that you're off of work and you have free time, you have an opportunity to become a greater individual, you do nothing with it except for squander it. You put mindless shit in front of your face as a mental distraction. It's a distraction from all the things that you should be doing. It's a distraction from all your pain and all your miseries. If you ask people why they want to be successful or why they want to start a business, the majority of people are going to tell you money. That's a very low level, low frequency answer. Money. Okay. So if you have $1 billion handed to you right now, but you can't do shit with it, you're going to be happy? Like, what the fuck is it that money's going to give you the ability to do? Why are you doing what you're doing? Or if you're not doing anything, you have no idea what you really want in life. Therefore, it's hard to design a plan around what you don't even know that you want. But if you know for a fact that you want to look good physically, you want to feel good mentally, You know for a fact that you want to have better finances than you have today. A better relationship than you have today. That could be with friends. It could be with your spouse. It could be with your friends, your spouse, your coworkers, your other family members, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, cousins, anybody in your ecosystem. It could be a better relationship with God. But I guarantee you, if I sat with you for a month, I could pick apart your entire life and tell you exactly why your life is exactly why your life is what it is. I guarantee it. You're just giving yourself way too much credit for the times during the day that you do give effort. So it feels like you laid down a good day. The hustle, the grind. Like, look, 8 hours in a day is not hustle and grind. Like, it just isn't. Like, it just isn't. But do I believe in work-life balance? Absolutely, I do. And I know that that sounds cliche, but guess what? I gave 10 years to the game. So now at this point, I believe in work-life balance. Do I believe that you can have work-life balance while you're trying to build? Absolutely not. Give a fucking decade to the game so that you could live however you want to live. It's funny to me that somebody that's overweight can't give 6 months or a year to get the rest of their life back. You can't give 5 or 10 years of your life of sacrifice and giving something 100% to get an excellent result, because it's too much to ask of you, right? That shows you how short-sighted individuals are. Literally, 1 year is nothing. 5 years is nothing. 10 years is nothing in the grand scheme of things. If I told you to sell me 10 years of your life and you'd be worth millions, the majority of people listening would do it. So why wouldn't you give 10 years of your life and grow an individual of value, design this individual that has the ability to provide that life for you? And so again, coming back to reducing options, okay? I do the same shit every single fucking day. And guess what? The majority of people don't. So that puts me in a very, very small group of individuals. The idea is put yourself in such a small group of individuals, if not a group of one of one. The problem is most of you want to run with the pack. You want to run with the majority. If the majority of people are going out at night, you go out at night. You're not the individual that says, nah, I'm going to stay in because I do what I do. I have a life that I've designed and I'm running that play. You go with the pack. I run the program. That's the difference. Your environment sways you rather than being the individual that you are, no matter the environment. So when I wake up in the morning, I don't have a whole lot of options. I have to grab my water and I guzzle 16.9 ounces of it. The second I wake up, it's what I do every day, Monday through Monday. Very consistent. I don't have an option. When I wake up, the first thing I do is I thank God and say a prayer. That's really the first thing that I do because that's something that's a priority for me. I want to strengthen that relationship. So if I want to strengthen a relationship, you better put some time and effort into it, no matter the relationship. Time and effort into the relationship with your mind, with your body, with your finances. No matter what it is, you're going to have to put time and effort into it. So I wake up, I thank God, say a little prayer. I drink my 16.9 ounces of water. I go to the gym, okay? I come home, I read. The next thing I do is I let God decide who needs a message today. And I text 3 people every single morning that I'm thinking of them, that I wish them well, if I admire them, what I admire about them, and to keep kicking ass, really, is what it comes down to. And I do that because that's an opportunity for me to get outside of myself, right? The reason why most people are depressed and down and out is because there's so much in their head about themselves. They can't stop thinking about themselves. Create an environment or a task each day that forces you to get outside of yourself. Because when you're actually built to serve and you're designing a life where you are there to serve those around you, it's amazing what the universe does. it's amazing how much it turns and wants to start serving you. You have to do it genuinely. You have to be doing it authentically. But that's my routine every single morning. Again, Monday through Monday. I don't have options. It's non-negotiable. The problem is you have different options on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. What am I going to eat? What am I going to, like, what time am I going to go to bed? What time am I going to wake up? How much water am I going to drink? Like, literally, the places that I eat know me by name because I only eat at a handful of places. So I don't really have options in the morning. I have these tasks that I have to do that's required. Why is it required? Because I've noticed when I do these things, I feel good. So I'm designing a life that feels good. So I'm not doing it for you, the listener. I'm not doing it for my wife or my kids. I'm doing it for me and me only so that I can feel good. And I know that sounds selfish, but guess what? If I feel good, I know I can make other people feel good. If I feel good, I'm a better husband. I'm a better father. I already know. When I don't feel good, I'm cranky. I'm nasty. I snap easier. I'm grumpy. So I've designed a life that creates a certain emotion every single day. And it's creating an individual that I admire every single day. So look at the traits of the individuals that you admire. Do they look good? Cool. You admire that. What would it take for you to get that? Like for real, for real. Because if I've worked out twice every single day all year. And here we are, what is it? It's May, end of May, something like that. May 19th today as we're recording this. So you'll probably hear it within a few days. But why do I start my day with movement and end my day with movement? Why? Because it feels good. You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't have an option to not move my body at the end of the day. You have an option to go through the channels and have hundreds of options to what to watch. Or Netflix or Hulu or, you know, when you decide what you're going to eat for dinner, you have your entire city full of options. And guess what? The majority of the city, 99%, is garbage-ass food. So you have a 99% chance of ordering something shitty. So guess what I do? I reduce my options because your brain does like options. Either do not give it any options because it's non-negotiable, like a morning routine, like my evening routine. And then when it comes to certain things like foods, or clothes, as you can see, I'm wearing a blank colored shirt. I bought like 10 of them. I just want options, but not very, like, I don't really care to go over the top with my options. I want to keep it simple, right? And really that's what I'm doing is minimizing my options so at one day I have all the options. I could do shit that you can't do because I narrowed my options down so little to the point when some cases they were non-negotiable where it had zero options. It was just to do the thing that I said I was going to do. And then in some areas like food, around town, I eat at about 5 different spots. My brain feels as though that it has options, that it gets to run on a little bit, right? But I've created an environment where it feels free. It feels like it's going to make a decision. And that decision is its decision, but it's a very controlled decision. It's almost like you and voting. Yeah, you have a decision, this guy or this guy or this girl or this, you know, it's two options at the end of it. But it makes you feel fucking good, doesn't it? That you get to pick your option. But you really didn't have a shit ton of options, but you still felt good about it for the most part. So I give my brain the room to run and have it feel as though that it has options. But it's controlled options because I already know what I'm going to eat at either one of these 5 spots. And if a homie wants to eat lunch, hey, dude, where do you want to eat lunch? I don't care, man. Either here, here, or here. And guess what? I gave that individual 3 options. They're going to pick one of them. So they felt as though that they made the decision where to eat, but I gave them the options, and they were all controlled. So I'm not putting myself in bad situations. Your issue is you have all the options, and the majority of options that exist on the planet are bad. There's very few options that are great options. That's why there's very few people that have done great things, but billions of people that haven't done shit because they flex their ability to have every option that exists in terms of what they eat, when they go to bed, what time they wake up, how much water. They make the decision as they go, and they wonder why they end up in the situation they end up in. What the fuck did you do to take the reins and take control of the situation to put you in a better situation? Why would you expect a different outcome if you legitimately aren't putting any fucking time or effort towards investing into you and creating a better version of self? Like, I'm done feeling sorry for motherfuckers. Is it easy to move my body twice a day, every fucking day? No, last night was absolutely exhausting. I worked out in the fucking yard in my other house for 4 fucking hours in 100 degree temps with a sunburn on my back. And guess what most motherfuckers would do? They would call that an outdoor workout. I've worked in the yard 6 hours in a day. Outside, out in the yard, digging, most motherfuckers would credit themselves as a workout. What I differentiate as a workout versus not, would I have done it anyways? I know motherfuckers that have done 75 hard and they walked a golf course with a golf bag and they call that their outdoor. Would you have fucking golfed anyways? Would you have golfed anyways? And if the answer is yes, then that's not a fucking workout. You find ways to create things. You find a way to turn hard things into easier rather than just doing the fucking hard thing and getting the result of doing the hard thing. You get half-ass results because you go hard half-ass and then you pull back. Like, you know that. Like, you go through times where you literally give it 100% and then you get tired and you pull back. That's half-ass. You stop when it actually gets difficult. When in reality, that's when discipline is created, is in that moment. That's when change occurs, is when you want to pull back like that. The old version of you saying, no, don't do it. You're exhausted. You're tired. It's trying to give you credit. And every fucking time you bit and you pulled back, you half-assed that thing. You said you were going to get fit this year or last year or whatever year in January. That was your resolution. Then you went hard as fuck until February, March, April, whatever it was. That's not a New Year's resolution. That's like a new quarter resolution. If it only lasts 3 fucking months, like, keep it real. Like, design the life that you say that you want. Figure out what you admire in individuals. Are they of character? Do they have integrity? Do they honor what they said they would do? Do they follow through? Do they put themselves in tough situations? Like, is that who you want to be? Then put yourself in tough situations. I decided to on Sunday to run a half marathon that was on Saturday. So I ran 6 miles that Monday just to prepare. Why would I do that? That makes absolute zero sense. I know I'm going to meet difficult. I'm putting myself in a situation where I will find difficult. And I already know that. And that's exactly what I'm seeking. Because I want to find that bitch that's telling me to pull back. You're tired, your legs hurt, you got blisters on your feet. Cool. Job's not finished. Kobe Bryant, job's not finished. You don't rest in the fucking middle. The reason why I have all the options that I have today is because I created a life with very few options. Don't decide how much water you're going to drink the day that you go into that day or the moment that you go into that day. Already have that planned out. Don't randomly wake up and wonder what you're going to eat that morning. My people that literally, I either eat an acai bowl, I have a protein smoothie, or I have my 6 eggs and my wheat toast. And Bishop's Grill in Washington, Utah, know me by fucking name. I call, they say, you want your normal? Yes. Don't you ever get sick of it? I said, I fucking love it. Because I've learned to love it. As much as I hated going outside last night after being exhausted as I was, I got home and I fucking loved it. Why do two-a-days? It has nothing to do with, I don't have shit to prove to you. I don't have shit to prove to myself. I've done a lot of amazing things in my life. I've overcome a lot. I do it because it feels good. Because every night I get to go to bed, I know that I did shit that a lot of other people didn't do. So I'm, again, putting myself in a minority group. If everyone's going out, I want to go in. If everyone's working out once a day, I want to work out twice a day. If everybody's half-assing how much water they drink, I'm drinking a gallon of water every single day. They kind of read, but they don't. But I've read every single day. And again, as you guys could tell, I mean, it's basically 75 hard all year with the two workouts with the gallon of water and the reading. But I've also incorporated texting three people and letting them know I see them, I appreciate them, I admire them. And I will tell you what, when you get outside of yourself, I've realized a lot ever since I started doing that is that there's so many people that you look up to, that you admire, that are going through something right now. But you're so in your own fucking head about your own problems that you're not thinking about anybody else's. That's why you're sad. That's why you're depressed. It's pretty depressing thinking about yourself all fucking day, isn't it? Especially when you're not doing all the right things and you know you're not doing all the right things. You're your fucking worst critic. Beating yourself up in your head. Why don't you start doing things that are of value? Do the things that the people do that you admire. How hard would it be for your brain to call you a piece of shit if you're doing all the right things? Now, can it tell you to pull back? Can it tell you to quit and give up? Yeah. But it can't tell you you ain't a badass motherfucker when you follow through with it. It's like, God damn, this guy's showing up again today? He's more consistent than the sun. The sun's jealous of my consistency. I beat it up every single fucking day. It wonders, what the fuck? How does this guy do it? He goes to bed after me and he gets up before me. I'm beating that motherfucker every day. You're beating yourself up every fucking day. That's the difference. Design a life around the things that you say are important to you. Design a life that will get you the results that you say that you want. And also, design a life that leads you towards your definition of success. And whatever that definition is, could just be a raw piece of land with a fucking trailer on it that's just paid off. That might be your dream. Cool. Then don't go fucking spend money frivolously on dumb shit. If your goal is to have everything paid off, don't spend money on dumb shit. I'm literally 6 months away from being completely liquid. All my properties, everything, liquid. Because to me, I don't want to play in the system anymore. I've jumped in the system. I'll play in the system to get my money. But I'm going to create my own system outside of it that allows me ultimate freedom. I owe nobody nothing. They can all fuck off when I tell them to fuck off, right? And so to me, that is success, is when you have the ability to exit the system whenever you want, whether that's 40 years old, 45, 50 years old, and you have your properties paid for, multiple properties, and you have money in the bank, your relationship with God is good, your relationship with your family is good, your relationship with you is good. The relationship with your mind and your body is good. Isn't that what we all want? I know that's what I want. And I know for a fact that my actions will show you exactly what I want. Literally, you can fucking be right next to me for a month. My actions would show you, you would say, what the fuck? Consistency. I don't give a fuck if it's Saturday or Sunday. If it's important to... So all of a sudden, the things you say that are important are no longer important on Saturday or Sunday? Or you justify it some other way by, oh, well, that's a family day. You're not spending fucking 16 hours with them, like straight up in their face. Peel off an hour or two. run the fucking play, run the design that you built that'll build the individual that you say that you want to be. It's not that difficult. You just make it more difficult than you need it to, than you need to. You think it's hard, so therefore you never give it a shot. The hard that you're living right now is the hard. Doing the right thing isn't the hard thing. Will there be difficult times? Will you be tired? Yes. Will there be difficult times? Will you be tired if you don't do the hard things? Yes. Like, fuck. Like, figure it out once and for all. What the fuck do you want? Design the individual that can create that through your daily habits, through your rituals, through your routines. I'm getting greater with time. Time is either your friend or your enemy. Time is my best friend because every fucking day I wake up, I get better. I get greater. I'm meeting a greater version of me every moment that is new. Every moment that's new for the majority of people, they're meeting a worse version of themselves. Time is their enemy. It doesn't have to be the good old days. Like, you can legitimately, in 1 year, change fucking everything. Your mindset, your physique, your relationships, your happiness level. If you believe that you're worth it, your family's worth it, your other loved ones are worth it, make that commitment, make that sacrifice. Go all in, all in. On whatever it is, again, that you say is important to you. I know I beat this topic up last time I did a solo, but I wanted you guys to understand what my day looks like. Like I say, my family's important to me. So what I do on my outdoor workout, I'll push my 2-year-old in her stroller while my 6-year-old son's riding his bike. Sometimes my 12-year-old daughter's with me. Sometimes she's at soccer practice or softball practice. Yeah, I mean, basketball practice. Like, she does a lot of different sports stuff, right? So sometimes she's available, sometimes she's not. Sometimes she goes, sometimes she doesn't. But literally, my son goes with me like every night, without fail. The fact that I decided to get I wanted to really, really see what life is like for real, when it comes to discipline. I wanted to live it way different than 99.9% of other people so that I could feel what that 0.1% or that 1% feel like, right? All your problems are created because of lack of discipline. The problems that you have in your relationship, you're not disciplined enough to invest in that area. The problems that you have with your fitness, you're not disciplined enough in that area. The problems you have with your mindset, you're not disciplined enough in that area. The problem with your finances, you're not disciplined enough in that area. You have a discipline problem. So when you start creating routines or habits, you're becoming an individual that's what? Of discipline. Okay? And these disciplines carry over to other areas of your life. My relationships this year have strengthened with my family, with my children, with my wife. My relationship with God, no doubt, has strengthened this year tenfold. I could say that, no doubt. Like I said, I'm probably 6 months away or so of not owing anybody anything and still having a decent chunk in the bank for reserves, right? That's really the goal, is debt-free, have money and again, that doesn't mean debt-free and just hoard money and pile it up. I've made plenty of investments. You've heard me and Kel over the last few years talk about the hundreds of thousands of dollars that have gone out. So as I've been reducing debts, I've also been investing, okay? So it's getting to the point where there's no debts and the investments are starting to trickle in. The money's now starting to trickle in. So now I'm gonna have even greater income but way less debts. I'm able to pay for things cash because of my discipline, my financial discipline. I was able to drive a Mitsubishi Lancer with no air conditioning in 110, 115 degrees when your ass wouldn't do it. If you were making 120 grand a year, you wouldn't drive a fucking $3,000 Lancer with no AC in 110 degrees. Don't get it fucking twisted. Because if you would, you would be me right now. You would be a millionaire. you would have the discipline that would show up for you over that 10 years, over that decade. You guys are literally just seeing a decade's worth of discipline. Have I got a lot more discipline as of lately? Yes. I've been very consistent for the most part. I would say in the high area of performers, yes, but not like the top 1% in terms of performers. And really, that's where I'm trying to go with it. I really don't give a fuck anymore. I'm going to put my head down and I'm going to see how far I can take my body physically, where I could take my mind mentally. I'm going to do a whole lot of soul searching. I'm literally designing the life that I want, to the point where even just a few weeks ago, I drew a circle around Wednesdays and said, I no longer operate on Wednesdays business. Now, that doesn't mean I don't take phone calls, text messages, whatever, whatever. I'm just no longer in the office, right? That's going to be more of a me day, to where I get to push myself or take care of myself, because I believe that I can bring more energy Monday and Tuesday, Thursday and Friday if I've got that. I'm going to recharge. And I think 100% Trevor on 4 days versus an 80% on 5 days or 90, that's just, it will make a difference. It'll make a difference for me and everybody else around me, right? I believe that. And so again, I'm designing it the way that I believe an outcome that I want would be created. So that's what I'm doing right now. And that's what I've done all year. That's the play I've ran for 4.5 fucking months. The question is what is your play? What are you running every single day? What are your non-negotiables? Who do you want to become? What does success look like for you? Like, these are a lot of unanswered questions. And it just amazes me that you have one life and you're just going through it without a plan. It's not by design. You're hoping for the best and wonder, fuck, shit, just don't ever work out for me. I don't get it. What the fuck have you done to make it work out for you? That's the question. I don't know if I have anything else for you. You know, I mean, really, the main question, I guess, is, you know, what are you willing to give up in order to move the needle? You willing to give up going out at nights and working out instead? Are you willing to give up sleeping in the mornings, even on the weekends? You know, are you willing to give up a little bit of extra energy in the beginning when you're starting to try to do this stuff? You're willing to give up a little bit more time in the morning to start reading and really, really make it a point to do it daily, no matter how you feel. Some days it feels like it takes 30 minutes to read the pages that I've allotted to read. Some days it feels like it's done in 10 minutes, right? So some days are harder than others. Thank God though, right? Because those are the days that discipline is created. Those are the days that give us the opportunity to shine. Those are the days that give us the ability to conquer. Without those days, you wouldn't be an individual of character, because you wouldn't have been tested. So even last night, even though it fucking sucked, sure felt good when I got home. I laid my head on the pillow. I did what I said I was going to do that day, and that feels good. Figure out what you're going to do that day and do it, so when you lay your head down, you can feel good about being you. That's all I got for you today. Wish you guys nothing but the best. Love y'all. Bye.